This is 5 Minute Friday!
Welcome, everyone, to an amazing episode on the School of Greatness podcast. I'm super pumped today because we've got my man, Scooter Bond, back in the studio here at the Greatness Studios in Los Angeles.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off.
I still remember to this day, my dad told me, you know, I wasn't a trust fund kid. We grew up great middle-class family, like great neighborhood, but there was no trust fund waiting for me. And there were kids in my school who, like, my best friend arrives in town today, and his dad was the cab driver, his mom was the housekeeper, and there was definitely no trust fund there.
Yeah.
And then there were other kids who had huge trust funds. And All in the same school, public school. And my dad told me, if anyone ever asks you if you're rich, say yes. I was like, what? And he goes, tell them you're rich with love. You got everything you ever need. And that was the mentality they raised us with. It was like, if you have that, everything else is house money. You know, you're in Vegas and you're playing with house money now.
Yeah.
And now that I have Yale and my two sons, I feel like I'm playing with house money. Mm. So the working for wealth and everything else, did I ever think I'd get here? I hoped. You know, when I was 20 years old, I wanted to be a billionaire. When I was 22, I realized making 10 grand was really hard. So yeah. I reassessed everything. Okay. And I met a guy who I admired, and I said, what do I need? And he gave me a number.
What do you need for what?
To have his life, to have the success of his life, because I found his life to be perfect.
You're like, this guy's got it.
And he gave me a number, not even close to a billionaire.
Yeah.
Billionaire, but not even close to, like, not hundreds of millions. It's like
20 mil, 25 mil.
I won't say the number, but it was there. And it was a number. And I said, okay, I'm going to work my whole life to get to that number. This is the new goal. Start being realistic. Billionaire happens, great, but this is realistic. Mm-hmm. And when I was 27, I passed that number.
Wow.
And I pulled over to the side of the road and called my dad because I was a little depressed. And I think I told you this. And I just basically said, this happened. And here I am telling my father I'm the wealthiest person in the family. And like he's like, oh, my God.
At 27.
27. And I told him, I said, but dad, this is the number I always wanted. This is my goalpost. And I feel nothing. And now I'm depressed because I feel nothing. Mm. And he said, well, do me a favor. Hang up the phone. Think about all the times that you were happy and call me back. And I hung up the phone, thought about it, called it back. I said, it's going to sound cheesy, but when I'm giving away tickets, when I, you know, I'm playing basketball, when I'm answering kids randomly on Facebook or on Twitter, you know, and he's like, then implement more of that into your life. He goes, understand that the wealth is part of your job. The happiness is the time you take because your job is giving you that freedom. And that is the way I kind of look at my life. I work my ass off. So I have time for the moments that mean something. You know, our company mantra is inspire the world to try. And you can only do that if you're trying something new every day yourself.
You've got to do yourself, yeah.
And So we'll see where that takes us. But I don't know why, but when you said that, it just kind of like reminded me. I don't know if I've ever told you this, but when I was in college, my first semester, I started my company. And I went from, you know, being an honor roll my first semester to literally the second semester, like doing awful because Emory didn't offer night classes or didn't offer internet night classes. And I couldn't be at school. I was working full time.
Yeah. This was doing the nightclub stuff, right?
Yeah. Nightclub stuff, promotions and working for JD and it's so deaf and all these things that I was doing, you know, promoting Ludacris, Throw Them Bows. And and I got put on academic probation because my grades dropped. And then they brought me in to see a counselor. I don't even remember his name. I remember where his office was. I remember what it looked like. I don't remember his name. It was the only time I ever met him. And the whole point of this guy is to like sit you down and see if there's anything really going on and help you get a path to getting back on the right track. And he comes in and immediately the questions are, am I on drugs? Like, are there family issues? Like, he's trying to figure out how do you go from like being this type of student to being this type of student. And I said, you know, it's not like that. I'm actually an entrepreneur and I'm going for it and I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to play basketball, but do this. And, and you know, there's no internet classes. And, you know, if you could help me, I'd love to stay in school. And he stops me and he tells me this whole story about Robert Woodruff, who is one of the founders of Coca-Cola, who's the largest endowment, really owns half the stuff in Atlanta. But this guy, Robert Woodruff, gave the largest endowment in the history of our school. And basically every building in Emory is like the Woodruff, this Woodruff.
Right. Guy.
And he tells me about this amazing entrepreneur who funded our school. And I'm like, this guy gets me. You know, I'm thinking he sees what I saw in Mike George. Like, he gets me. And I'm like, I'm staying at school. I found somebody who can help me. This is great. And he looks at me at the end and he goes, and the chance of you being like Robert Woodruff are like one in a billion.
Wow.
So we need to get you back on the right track. And when you, you know, get out of school and you have the degree and everything else, you could start. And I looked at him and it clicked like right there. And I literally just looked at him and I said, I really want to thank you. I now know what I need to do. And he goes, so we're going to get you a plan to get you on the right track. I said, I'm dropping out of school.
Wow.
And he goes, excuse me? He goes, I think you're making a very big mistake. And I said, I appreciate that. And I will come back. And he goes, but you don't know if you'll be able to come back. And I said, I appreciate that too. But I will come back if I fail. And I probably want to come back at one point just to be showing my children. I remember saying all this to him. I was like, but I need to do this right now. And I left. And I have no idea what his name is or where he is now. But I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. I'm actually grateful. You know, he gave me that little nudge I needed to really go after it. What's the point of going after anything that's reasonable? That's not gratifying.
Yeah.
It's not gratifying going after something that people have done before and is expected. While you're young and don't have children, when you have children, you have to live for someone else. Your goal should be to be Carl Jagger's dad. But when you don't have children, it's okay to go out and fail time and time again. And that's like, that's what I don't understand. That should be what we're teaching people. Like, you should go out there and get after your dreams because now's the time to do so.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/L-E-W-I-S.